listener production.
Court for the driver charged over last week's Fennel Bay fatality. An update on Singleton's long-awaited bypass and which Hunter suburbs have seen the biggest rent rises. Sunny today, 31 on the coast, 33 in the valley. It's Monday, the 5th of December. I'm David Dolan and this is your Hunter local news. Driver accused of causing a deadly crash at Fennel Bay is back in Toronto court today. The 33-year-old from Wanjee has spent the weekend behind bars after he allegedly ran a red light in a stolen ute on Thursday night, colliding with a motorcyclist, killing the 49-year-old from Maryville. Brittany Higgins is set to launch legal action against two former ministers and the Commonwealth after the former Liberal staffer called Australia's criminal justice system a national shame. She thanked her supporters on a lengthy Instagram post yesterday after a retrial of the man accused of sexually assaulting her at Parliament House in 2019 was abandoned on Friday. The charges against Bruce Learman were subsequently dropped. Ms. Higgins' lawyers will now reportedly pursue a compensation claim in a civil court. An update today on the long-awaited Singleton bypass. Early works will begin in the next few months as transport officials wrap up the difficult process of land acquisition. Minister for Regional Roads, Sam Faraway, says they're also close to deciding who will carry out the work.
Recently, we have shortlisted the three tenderers that will work with the New South Wales Government and Transport for New South Wales over the coming months, and we will work out of those three tenderers, who will build the Singleton bypass?
Parts of the Hunter have seen some of the state's biggest rises in weekly rents over the past 12 months. Blacksmiths was ranked second, the typical rent there soaring 45% from $480 to almost $700. Dudley, Bellbird and Bulwarra have also recorded yearly increases of more than 30%. Meantime, there could be an end in sight to an emerging trend that's gripping the Hunter's rental market. The state government has launched a review into rent bidding, where landlords and real estate agents are able to accept offers higher than the advertised price. And with less than 3 weeks to get your Christmas shopping sorted, there's a push for us to buy local. Business Hunter CEO Bob Hoare says it's the boost our local operators really need post-pandemic.
Stay local if you can, buy local and source locally made products as well. It all helps our local economy, but also more important, the nation to get back on its feet.
Having a look at sport now, Pat Cummins says he's still a chance to line up in Thursday's second test against the West Indies after Australia claimed the first game of the series in Perth yesterday. Cummins didn't bowl due to a quad injury on day five, but the skipper insists it's not as bad as feared.
Kind of if it got a bit tighter, I was going to have a bowl, but yeah, pretty happy managed to not bowl, so give myself a good chance.
At the World Cup this morning, a 3-1 win for France over Poland to advance to the quarterfinals. England and Senegal are up next. The Jets have fought back to draw 2-2 with Perth in the Women's A-League, leaving them fifth on the ladder, while our men's side is back in action this weekend against the Mariners following a month-long break for the World Cup. And Holden has enjoyed a fitting farewell with Red Bull's Brock Feeney taking out the Adelaide 500 in the manufacturer's final ever supercars race. The teams are now on a 3-month break before round one next year, right here in Newcastle.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.